Hey guys, I'm back from holidays, and you know what that means? We are back to regular scheduled programming with fresh episodes in your ears every week. We missed you. Let's get into the episode. Hello everyone, welcome to this week's episode of It's a Definite Baby, a podcast for those of you who are just trying to figure it all out with your co-hosts Stella and Rosie. On today's episode, we're talking about living at home, including the stigma around moving back in with your parents or having never moved out at all. So I was on a date recently and naturally, there is always a conversation that comes up around, well, what's your living situation at the moment? And at the time that we're recording this, and probably when this comes out as well, I am living at home. For those of you who don't know, I moved back after me and Paulie broke up, and it was really nice to be back at home and have a space where I felt really comfortable. Mm-hmm. I had my support system around me.
Safe space.
And could just kind of set myself up. And for people who also may not have been listening to the podcast for that long, I had this mammoth task of clearing through my old childhood bedroom and a lot of stuff
that
I'd accumulated over the years. So it was also a bit of a...
like a reset.
I don't know. A mental thing for me as well.
For sure.
And something that I very much needed to do. So for the time being, I'm living back at home. But it's interesting because I feel like there's a sense of judgment when I mention that. And every single time that I talk about it, I always have to say the reasons why I'm living back at home. Yeah.
Which
it's
is
like,
weird.
Oh, I'm saving money while I'm figuring out what I want to do next. Yeah. And it's been really great to be there after my breakup and blah, blah, blah. Like I talk through all of these reasons why I'm living at home because I think there is a lot of stigma around it. And
totally.
I was talking with someone recently and I'd mentioned that I was living at home and we were talking about their siblings and they said that their sister just kind of falls back into this pattern when she's at home of, it's like she's a 14-year-old again.
It's like and expecting your parents to like look after you kind of
I think just
behavior?
Like the parent-kid dynamic,
right.
You fall back into that a little bit. And
I
so
like
I
it's
think,
very easy too.
Yeah. So I think a lot of the time people's concern when they move back home after having lived out of home for a while is that you will fall back into that because I think a lot of people do, both parents and kids.
Yeah, totally.
I think my situation is a little bit unique because it kind of feels like I just have housemates. Like
that's
my mum's pretty chill and I can come and go as I need to. I just kind of tell her if I'm not going to be home for dinner and she knows that I'm capable, I can handle my shit, I'll have my phone on me if she needs to reach me. Like I'm not dropping off the face of the earth and she doesn't have to worry about me. So I still have my independence, which is really nice.
That's good.
I think the biggest thing is just I don't really have people over because it's not really my space.
Yeah.
It is, but it's like a shared space as well.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really feel...
like a share house.
Yeah. It doesn't really feel like I can just freely invite people over, which I guess is kind of a downside.
Place, yeah.
Yeah. But for me, for right now, it's really great. And I think a lot of the time where shame and judgment comes in is when people don't necessarily take into account the context. And I think context is really important because I'm not meaning to like shame or judge anyone, but if you're living at home because you just haven't had any desire to move out and you have no motivation to, and it's a pretty sweet deal living at home, and so you just are kind of getting very comfortable in that, I think that's a very different story than moving home for other reasons. Like, oh, I lost my apartment and if I didn't move back home, then I wouldn't have a place to live or going through a breakup or, you know, there's so many reasons to live back at home. I think some of them are more kind of socially acceptable than others.
I was like literally having a conversation before we sat down to record this with a friend who has just been made redundant and is trying to work out what to do. He's like, oh yeah, I've got savings. I could live without a job for 2 years. And I'm like, oh my God. So he's done well for himself. But he was looking at buying a house and he was like, yeah, I'm glad I didn't buy the house because I wouldn't be able to afford it now without proper income. So I'm moving back home to my parents and I'm going to live there for a while and just work out what to do next. So I'm just feeling really lost. So for him, the reason was he's lost his job. Mm-hmm. He could afford to stay where he is in his apartment, but he's like, I just need to reset and realign. I think that's another big reason people move home, like especially, you know, big relationship is a big, like any relationship is a big one. Big life changes. Yeah. Like losing a job would be a big one for so many, especially in today's cost of living crisis, is that renting is so expensive. If you don't have a steady income, you should be doing what you can to save money. And a lot of that is moving back home. There's people I work with that moved back home because they were like, I can't afford my rent anymore. So they moved back in and they're like mid to late 20s. And I feel like this then opens up another area of dialogue within this topic of, is there a certain age where it's like, oh yeah, that's totally normal, where it's not as judged? But is there a certain age where, like, there's different circumstances. If you've been living at home, you've never moved out, and you are working full time and you're in your late 30s, I feel like that's when I'm like, okay, that's weird. But if someone is 35, their marriage just ended and they moved back home with their parents, I'd be like, oh yeah, that's totally acceptable. And I don't know if that's a bad thing that I'm thinking of it that way, but I feel like there is this sort of age line or situation line where people draw. They're like, oh yeah, that's fine. Oh, that's not fine. Oh yeah, that's okay. Yeah. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting one. I think a lot of the time the implication, if you have never moved out of home, is that you're not very independent. You don't take responsibility for yourself.
You don't have the drive to want to do your own thing.
Yeah, because I think you definitely learn a lot when you move out of home, and you have to be a lot more self-sufficient, and you get into good habits of maintaining a space.
No one's going to feed you if you're living by yourself and you don't cook.
Definitely. You have to go out and do the grocery shopping and cook for yourself. And, you know, you have to be a pretty self-sufficient adult. And so I think a lot of the time, if someone has never lived out of home and they're into their late 20s or 30s, I think 30s is where it's starting to be like, okay.
20s feels acceptable. Hitting 30 feels weird for some reason.
Yeah. And it's, again, we come back to that, like, 30 is this kind of arbitrary number where it's like, oh, you're supposed to have all your shit figured out by then.
Go but listen to the other episodes, guys. Yeah. We dive, we dive very deep.
We do. Into those. We do. Yes.
We dive.
So I think if you're in a situation like that where you've never lived out of home and you're in your 30s, I think there would be questions around why. And I think there would be certain life skills that you would just be missing out on because you wouldn't be in those habits. And so I think that's where a lot of the time the concerns come from rather than, oh, I mean, I think some people are just kind of, it's more surface level shamey or judgy about it.
Totally.
But I think that's where context does need to come into play a little bit and the circumstances around why you're back at home and whether you have lived out of home. Because I think also I've lived out of home and I've experienced living with partners, and so I know how to maintain a space and work with someone to do all of that and pay rent and those sorts of things. So it is very much a situational reason why I'm back at home right now. And I know that Pooley, when he first got back from China, he moved back in with his family while he was finding a place because he didn't have somewhere to live. Yeah. So I think in those sorts of cases, but he was 35 at the time.
See, and I'm not weirded out by that. That feels very acceptable, like a transitional phase.
Yeah.
And which that's is strange thing. That we I have think, these arbitrary labels of what's normal and what's weird.
Yeah. And I think in that case, like, there's the context where he's just come back from 8 years overseas. He doesn't have a place.
He lived in
and
China
he's just
for
regrouping.
8 years. I didn't know
he's
that. In China for 8 years. You know, I probably did know that, but I forgot.
Yeah. So that's where the situational thing comes into play. Because if you were to look at it and it's like, oh, there's a 35-year-old who's living with his parents,
you're probably going to be like, why?
It would be kind of weird. Yeah. You would have questions around, why are you doing that? Where when people knew his situation, they were like, oh, of course, that makes so much sense. So I think it is a very situational thing, I guess. Yeah. I think if there was a guy that I was like going out on a date with and he was living back at home and had never lived out of home, I think that would be a little bit of a red flag for me. And I would definitely want to dig into the reasons why he hasn't lived out of home. And I think it just would be, okay, well, he's not the right person for me. But if he'd like moved back home after something had happened and there was, you know, a valid reason for it, I think that I would be kind of more okay with that.
Yeah.
But I do think also with men, there's a lot of stigma because they're supposed to be like the protector and the provider.
The breadwinner.
And,
you know,
they have to be independent and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
So I think it does kind of chip away at that a little bit if they're not portraying a sense of independence and like they can handle their own shit and take care of themselves at like a base level, but then also have capacity to, you know, bring someone else into the mix as well.
It's a really interesting stereotype because what I found interesting is that you're saying, oh, well, if there's a guy that I'm dating and he lives at home, but I didn't know the full context, that's weird. But maybe people won't find it as weird if you're a female and you're living at home. And that's a very interesting double standard. I'm not saying you're obviously making that, but it's just like I feel similarly, which is not great because society has obviously brainwashed us into thinking these arbitrary things. But it's just an interesting thing, especially when you hit a certain age where like if you're dating in your late 20s, you kind of want someone to have their own place.
Yeah.
But if you're dating in your early 20s, it's totally normal to be living at home. And there's no issues that they live with their parents because you're like, oh yeah, our freedom is going out and leaving. Whereas when you get later in your 20s, I don't know, it's like there's this shift. You're like, ooh, I want to go to theirs and want them to cook me dinner.
Or just like be a bit of a homebody, like hang out and not have to be going out and doing something all the time, but having your own space where you can just like be comfortable and
even
chill
just like watching a movie. We're not Netflixing and chilling necessarily. We're just chilling, you know?
Netflix and chill, not Netflix and chill.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think it is definitely an interesting one because I do think you're right. There is a bit less of a stigma around women staying at home longer than men. I think we just kind of question it less. But interestingly as well, something that you said where it's like, oh, when you're in your early 20s, it would be perfectly normal to live back at home.
Like the age thing comes in.
That's not really how things used to be done. Like in our parents' generation, they would move out a lot sooner.
But they would only move out when they were married.
In some cases,
a big change as well. I mean, obviously in some cultures, it's still a thing. Like my friend got married and only moved out and bought a house after she was married. They'd never lived together. And that was super normal for them. And I'm kind of jealous because of all the money she saved, not renting. But yeah, our parents' generation, I think my mom, I think moved out quite young and my parents both moved out quite young because of different situations. But I think for their generation, a lot of them moved out at like 18 or 20. Like that was pretty normal.
Yeah. Well,
especially with a partner as well.
Yeah. I'm glad that you brought up cultural things because I do think it's different depending on where you live in the world. I think there are definitely countries and cultures out there where it's perfectly normal for a family to live under one roof until someone is married.
Totally.
But then there are also certain cultures, like I think in the US in particular, when you go off to college, it's entirely possible that your college is in a completely different state. So naturally it would make sense for people to move out of home so that they go live at college. And that happens a lot younger than other people. But I think
find
also
that so wild how different it is. Like when I did exchange over in Canada, a lot of the people I was friends with moved out in their first year of uni or college at 18. And they were so confused. They were like, wait, you drive to uni in Australia? I'm like, yeah, most of us live at home and we commute to a local university. But it's so different. And we're both, you know, Western countries.
Yeah, it is definitely interesting to like observe the cultural differences when it comes to living out of home and college and university and all of those sorts of things. But I think something as well that maybe we haven't necessarily touched on but kind of have indirectly is the financial side of things.
Oh, yeah.
I think the cost of living nowadays and rent in particular
impossible.
Is so expensive.
It's so bad.
That it's just one of those things where people are making the decision to stay at home for longer. Because
smart.
They kind of have to.
Honestly, smart.
Yeah. And so for me personally, like I said before, one of the reasons why I am at home for the time being, even though, you know, it is definitely not a permanent thing for me and I would like to have my own place, I think it is a smart decision right now, considering what the next few years looks like for me. Like, I want to potentially move overseas and that will be expensive. So it's one of those things renting. Where, it makes sense for me to be at home and save as much money as possible and kind of regroup a little bit before I move out, because, I can be independent and have my own place and have more ownership of that if I'm living out of home. But it's so expensive that it might kind of put my plans a little bit behind or make them more difficult to commit to, as opposed to it being kind of a no-brainer because I've saved up enough money where I can support living overseas.
Yeah, I realize now even just planning an overseas holiday is so much more challenging, because I'm going to have to be making sure, okay, I've got to have money in my account to pay the rent when there's no one going to be living here when we're gone for a month, and bills will still come in, and groceries are so expensive. I'm like, guys, I just want to vacate.
Yeah, please. I know.
I want a holiday.
I know. There's all of these complexities, I guess, when you live out of home and all of these things that you need to consider. It's not all good. No. Like, it is really great because you have your own space and independence and yada, yada, yada. Like, it is definitely important to know how to maintain a space and get into good habits when it comes to cleaning and taking care of yourself generally, I guess. But there are also some people where they can do that when they're living at home as well. So I think it also depends on the dynamic when you are living at home, because, you know, it's going to be different for lots of different people. And I think that's the interesting thing as well with me. I have a really good relationship with my family, with my mum and my brother in particular, who I'm living with at the moment. But if I didn't have as good a relationship with my family or with my mum and my brother, then I think it would probably be a very different story.
I think so.
So I'm very thankful for because that.
Because you might not even have wanted to be as easily persuaded, not persuaded, but like easily decide like, oh yeah, I'll just move back home. That's great. And like my parents will welcome me back and your mum and brother will be like, yeah, come back home. We love you. Whereas some people have a very estranged relationship or it's not a safe environment physically. There might be some form of abuse happening. And for them, it's like, well, I can't afford rent, but I don't want to live on the streets. So what can I do? And so that is just a whole other
bit of a tricky one.
World that you and I are privileged enough to not have experienced, but it's a very harsh reality for so many people.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's the reality is not everyone is super close with their family and there are different dynamics that need to be taken into account there. So for some people and for a lot of people, I would say it's probably not really a feasible option to move back home because they're just not really in a position to.
And I feel like some parents might, you know, once all their kids leave, they might downsize or move to somewhere that they can retire and live their best life. And maybe they don't want their kids to come back because they're like, you know what? We've set you up. Go do your own thing now and we don't have space for you. Again, I don't really know anyone personally that's had that challenge. I feel like thankfully a lot of my people in my life have a positive relationship with at least one parent, if not both. But yeah, there's, again, a whole nother world that you and I don't really have experience in. But yeah, lots of situations. Now that you are single and ready to mingle.
Single Pringle.
But you're no longer 21 in your late 20s, we love. How do you feel about going into the dating world, but living at home and maybe not having as much freedom to just bring someone home or cook them dinner?
Yeah, I think it is a bit challenging sometimes because I do kind of want to bring people into that space and just kind of hang out and be comfortable and not have to like go out and do something and not all
pay
the time.
So much money to be outside.
It's expensive to get dinner and drinks every single time. And so it's not necessarily sustainable to always be like going out and doing something when you're on a date. So it would be kind of nice to just like hang out and chat in a comfortable environment and in a space that I feel really comfortable in. So I think I would tend to opt for going over to someone's house and hanging out there. However, as a woman, you do kind of have to think about safety as something to consider, like a factor to consider.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where I have to really vet someone to know that they're not a serial killer before I do agree to like go over to their house. And it might be a situation where I would like share a location with a friend or something like that and make sure that someone knows where I am so that
we don't want you getting kidnapped. I have
those measures in place. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, it's really probably being overly cautious, but better to be safe than sorry, I guess.
Better to be safe than dead. So
yeah, absolutely. So I think it is kind of tricky sometimes if you do have to go over to someone else's house all the time. But like I said before as well, like I'm able to kind of come and go in my house as I please. So it's not so much an issue for, oh, I can't go out because we have a family dinner that night or something like that. Like I do have a bit of freedom.
That's good.
In that way.
We love that. But
yeah, I think the biggest thing is just not being able to bring someone into my space where I feel comfortable and just kind of hang out and chill and take things a little bit easy. I have to go into theirs and there's additional things that I need to consider as part of that.
Yeah, and I mean, when even my boyfriend and I started dating, I was still living at home and I think I was 24, which was getting to an age where I was getting a bit restless. And I was like, cool, you know, I want to spread my wings. I want to be independent. But he was living out of home, so we would go to his and we would have dinner at his, or we'd like go back after, you know, be in the city or something, or, you know, I'd stay over eventually. But I didn't want to bring but I didn't want to bring him over to mine because my parents are there, and I was like, oh, this is a much more formal situation. And it was like, oh, we're meeting the parents.
Yeah.
And look, now it's totally fine. We're 4 years in. We lived there during a bit of COVID, during the start of lockdown, like.
But in the starting period, in that dating phase, it's not necessarily different. Yeah, no. It is different.
And now, obviously, we live together and I miss living at home because doing laundry all the time, there's always a dirty dish. There's always laundry. I always want food and I have to pay for that. Like, being an adult is hard. I hate paying rent. Oh, my God.
Don't we all?
Yeah. So I mean, was so eager like to move out of home.
Rent, you can like paying my rent. Like you can pay my rent if you want to.
I will take it. If it makes you happy,
I guess I'll take one for the team and you can pay my
rent.
Yeah,
it's hard. It's a hard one, eh?
Well, I think that's all we have time for today, Rosie.
I think so.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to today's episode. Make sure to head over to our socials. We can continue the conversation over there. Slide into our DMs. We've got an email. Everything will be in the show notes. You know the drill.
And don't remember to rate, review, and subscribe.
Don't remember to?
Remember. Don't forget. Don't forget or remember those two things. To rate, review, subscribe. We love having your feedback. And make sure you share it with friends, fam, your parents, your housemate, the person you want to move out with, the person you're dating, whoever you feel like. Maybe your neighbor or your neighbor's dog. Anyone. We love having you guys along as we talk about the areas of life that might not have a one-size-fits-all approach, and it's a definite maybe. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.